Halftime of our Friday night football game, an opportunity right now to talk some volleyball with each team's coach, starting with the Warriors coach, Jeannie Henningsen, whose team played just last night up at Sioux Central, and it was a good win for you, coach. You got it done in three straight sets.
We really gelled last night. We played offensively, one of the best matches we've had all year. We stayed on the offensive side of the ball most of the night, and it made it hard for Sioux Central to recover. Our serving was outstanding. Annika got the ball to our hitters, and they put it down, and it was just a really good team win for us.
Yeah, serve efficiency at 85%. You look at kills for Shay Locke and a young freshman that did a pretty good job in that category.
She did. She had a really good night. She's a freshman outside hitter. That's a hard spot to be in, and our first two matches were a good learning experience for her, and she played really well last night. And Abby, in our middle, a veteran senior, just put the ball down hard and was blocking all over, and she just had an excellent game as well.
Yeah, talking about Abby Kramer, 8 kills too. And, Coach, I look at your roster and I look at the box score from last night. I see a pretty young Warriors volleyball team.
We are extremely young and inexperienced at varsity volleyball. We have our three seniors who have played volleyball for 3 or 4 years. Annika Patton's our setter, and she is our quarterback and just a phenomenal athlete and a great setter. Abby Kramer, like you said, in the middle, has been playing middle for 3 years now and doing an outstanding job. And then our libero is Brittany Turnquist, and she was everywhere last night and had a really good match. So we've got three veterans there, but the rest, 5 other girls that come off the bench, have not played varsity volleyball. So it's going to be a learning experience first few matches of the year, but we're going to get it rolling like we did last night.
Well, you're rolling the next week against some pretty good competition. It will be on your home court, South Central Calhoun, Thursday the 6th. And you'll look ahead to the following week on Tuesday the 11th. East Sac County and Coach Waggy will be on your court.
Exactly. The next 2 weeks are very challenging for us. We have 4 good volleyball teams that we are going to play in the conference, and we know if we don't have our A game, it's not going to be a very fun night. But we're working on the fundamentals, and if we do those things right and we get a good practice in, good things are going to happen, and I couldn't be prouder of our team right now.
What about some weekend tournaments? What's on the Warriors' schedule in that respect?
We have, in the middle of September, our Alta Aurelia tournament. We have 8 teams in that tournament. It's a very good tournament, September 22nd. And then the following weekend, we go to River Valley. So looking forward to those 2 tournaments and getting ready to get the season rolling.
Jeannie, who's helping you with the season as far as JV and freshman volleyball? Who's helping you out with the program?
Molly Elston is my assistant coach, and Jen Radke is my assistant coach as well, and they do a great job. We've got a great coaching staff, and the players that we have 27 girls on our roster this year, and we're one big team, and what a fun program that we have right now, and we're looking for good things.
All the best, Jeannie. Thanks a lot for the time, and good luck next week.
Hey, thanks, Chris.